You're holding that for Yud Zayin on the base. Where it says, Omalei Ravina L'Rova. So Ravina said to Rova, Hainu Regol, Hainu Behema. Like in the Mishnah repeats itself twice. The Mishnah starts off and says, Ketzer HaRegel Muedis. How is a Regol a Muid? That's Lishba V'Derech Yelucha. If it breaks things while it's walking. And then the Mishnah says, HaBehema Muedis Lala Kedarkoi. That a Behema is a Muid to walk in its normal manner and to do damage, Lishba. So Kuru, that's the same thing as Regol. It's like, why does the Mishnah say it twice? HaRegel Muedis. And then it says, HaBehema Muedis. HaBehema Muedis is the same thing as Regel Muedis. So why does the Mishnah say it twice for? Omalai, so Ravi answered back, Tani Ovois, Uketani told us. I tell you, it says Ovois and it says told us. That's why the Mishnah says it twice. The Haregel is the Av, and then Havahema is the told us. That's why the Mishnah says it twice. Elomayato, so Ravi nears back to Ravi, so Sefer Diktani, the Sefer, the next Mishnah that says, Hashain Muedet, that is Shane is a Muad. Yeah. Say for the Tony, Hashain Muedes, it says Hashain is a Muid, Habahema Muedes, and a Behema is a Muedes. That's the next Mishnah. Says so, my Yavas and my Toldus Sikah. What are the Yavas and what are the Toldus by Shane? By Shane, there's no Av of a Behema. By Shane, we have the. The Toldus of Shane were Nischachachu b'Kaisla Nosef, scratches himself against the wall. So that's again no difference between a regular Shane and a Behema. So how come the next Mishnah says HaShane is a Muid and a Behema is a Muid? Like it's not talking about Toldus over there. So if you want to answer me our Mishnah when it says Regel and Behema means Av and Toldo, what are you going to say later in the next Mishnah about Shane and Behema? It also says it twice there. So Hevek Mahadale B'Dechusa. Simur says that Rav answered back Ravina in a laugh. The Yomel, and he said back to him like this. Ano Shano Yichoda. Listen, I answered you one Mishnah. I answered you the first Mishnah. He asked me a question, and now Mishnah, how come it says it twice? That a Regel is a Muid and a Behema is a Muid. So I answered you. It says Regel for the Av of Regel, and a Behema means the Toldus of Regel. I asked me a question for the next Mishnah. I'll leave that up to you. V'yad Shani Chod. Listen, you have to answer something. So you answer the second Mishnah. That's the way Rav answered back to Ravina. Now the Gemara says, V'taymamai, what's the reason though? How come the next Mishnah it says, HaShein is a Muad eat, and it says also, Behema is also a Muad? Like it's the same thing, Shein and Behema. So Rav Ashi, said, I'll tell you like this, Tono Shein the Chayuk, Tono Shein the Behema. The Mishnah later means to include that there's a Mazik of Shein, both whether it's your Behema, or whether it's your Chaya. Even a chaya and your chaya, your tzvi, your deer, also your chaya if you own a deer and it does damage someplace else. It eats food. Why? Because Salka Dardachamin, if I would have thought to say, the Pasuk says, Veshilach as Beiroxiv. The Pasuk says, if you send your animal, and the Targum Rashi says, Hainu Targum Shal Behema. Beiro means Behema. So I would have thought to say, by the Mazik of Shein, maybe only a Behema's chaya. Behema in. Chaya loy. Maybe if you own a chaya and he goes out and eats somebody else's food, maybe you'll be potter. I wouldn't know your chaya. So Kamash Malan, that's why I need the next mission to teach us know that the chaya b'chlal behema. You should know a chaya is also called b'chlal behema. But the marihochi is so homi boiling the misnibereisha. The churah should have said then behema first, because the churah that's the ikar apostik. Veshilach as bira, that's the ikar apostik. So it should have said then, Behema first and then Shane. Samar says, no. Hide the Askele, Midrosha Chavivale. It's more Choshev to say the Chaya first, to say the Shane first, because that we know from Midrosha. So when we ask the Darshan ourselves, that's more Choshev, that comes first. Therefore, the next Mishnah first says Shane, which means Shane the Chaya, and then it says Behema. That Gemara Yehochi is so, Reishanami, our first Mishnah also. Listen to Yahu, Ahi, to like see the Veresha. And now Mishnah says, Ketzer the Regel. Then it says, Habahema, you're telling me Habahema means the toldos that don't say in the Pasuk. So why doesn't the Mishnah say the toldos first? So Mara says, no, that we don't say. Hochi Ashtar, what does one have to do with the other? Hosom on next Mishnah by Shein and Behema, Edivi the Ovisdenu. Both the Shein of a Behema and the Shein of a Chai are both Ovis. So therefore we could say, Hach the Yasile, Midrasha Chavibale. The one that's more Chaviv, that we put first. That's what the next Mishnah says, Shein first, which means Shein the Chaya. And then it says Abahema. But they're both others. That's good. But Hocha, now, first Mishnah, you want that it should be Shovak Av, a Tony Tolda, that we don't do. We don't leave over an Av and say told us first. Since the others are more Choshev, it's written, that's why our Mishnah first says Ketzer the Regal, and then it says Abahema. The boy is saying with other terrors is like this, that I did this solek me regel, tosach me regel. Since we finished off before talking about regel, it starts off now also talking about regel. That's why it says regel over here. Rashi says, the Talmud generally in Parakama, Tanan, her regel muedis, but Tanan abahema. So therefore, since it said regel, it starts off saying regel also now. Yeah. By the Torah Rabbanim, we learn like this. Behema mu'edes. Now this is the reason why it says regal first, not behema. Since in the last Mishnah we spoke about regal, that's why it wants to say regal first. Even though it maybe should have said behema because those are toldos, and that's more chaviv, still it says regal because it's a continuation like from the last Mishnah. Tana Rabban, what we learned at a price like this. Behema mu'edes lahala kedakoi. A behema is a mu'ed to do damage, regal, while it's traveling, the lishpa, and to break things while it's walking, to step on things. That's normal. Ketzad, how is this? Behema shenichnaso lechotzer hanizik. An animal that goes into somebody else's property. He goes into the reshus hanizik. He has zeke begufa, and he does damage there by stam walking in somebody's property. Derech elucha, while he's walking, he pushes something. Uveshara derech elucha, that's with his hair. While he's walking, he's dragging along his hair knocks over something. Or else biukiv sholehel, the sandal that he's wearing. Over shlif sholem, the bundles that's on top of the animal. Bafrum biyar shemapia, the bit that's in its mouth. Over zug shemetavoro, or else the bell that's around his neck. Vechamor b'maso, or else the donkey, the way the maso, the bundles is carrying. And all these ways, if an animal does damage, stam, while it's walking, its weight bumps into something, for that yechayiv, you went into somebody else's reshus, yechayiv, is meshalem nezik sholem. That's the cloud that rego pays nezik sholem. Sumche says tsuroiros. Tsuroiros means if the animal is walking and it kicks some pebbles and the pebbles goes and does damage, or else the chazir, you have a pig, shoya noiva v'yashpa, is blowing his nose in the junkyard there. Noiva v'yashpa, it's not blowing away in the junk, in the ashpa. The hezek, and there it does damage. He does damage. Is meshalom nezek sholem.
That sumche souls in both these cases, you have to pay a nezek sholem. So the Gemara asked the kash like the Lashon was the chazir shaynova b'yashpa behesik. For the Gemara hesik, like if the pig itself did damage, its goof itself did damage, pshita, of course it has to pay nezik sholem. What's the chiddush? Ella rather say, Elaim of the case is, hitiz v'hiziz mishalom nezik sholem. We're talking about even by the pig, it was a case of tsereros. That it was blowing there, and its blowing caused something to go flying, and that thing hit and broke something. So the kitzur, these are two cases of tsereros, that it's not the animal itself, but it's only its koyach. And therefore, nezek sholem, that you have to pay, sumka sold, you have to pay nezek sholem.
Yeah. And what it hit, this means it like pushed things. And what it kicked, that broke things, but that depends on nezek sholem. So Gemara says, tsereros man dechashimei, who's talking about tsereros over here? And the Gemara, yes, chasuri mechta, something is missing. This is the way it should be learned. If an animal does damage while it's walking, it kicks pebbles, and the pebbles break something, even though it's all uchei, it should be really a told of regal. You should be chayiv a nezik sholem. Still, we hold chati nezik. You only have to pay a chati nezik. That's the loch l'moshem Sinai, that tzroiros only pays a chati nezik. The chazir shoyenoyve biyashba. Let's say a chazir was blowing his nose in the junkyard. The hitis. And also some junk came flying off. The hizik did damage. Mishalim chazinezik. That's also called tsroiros. It's not the pig itself. It's the pig, the shmutz came out of his nose. When he blew his nose there and the pig's the dirt went and did damage, that's tsroiros. For that you only have to pay a chazinezik. Sumcha saima sumcha says no. Tsroiros, in the case where the animal kicks off pebbles, relative to chazir showing over the ashba, chazir is blowing away there. In the ashba, the hitis and things go flying off. The hizik that does damage, mishalom nezik sholem. That's the machlokes sumcha tana tanakam of the rabbanin, that sumcha disagrees with this halacha. There's no din tsereros. According to sumcha, even tsereros pays the nezik sholem. Rashi says tsereros ki yuchayu means kloimer. Even though it's normal, when an animal is walking, it could kick pebbles, but still mishalom oni chatzin nezik. And the first kamei tahil chasol gemirilo. And the chayin chazir, the same thing by a pig. Hanoivel matis tsroris bechaytmo, his nose, it blows off pebbles. Hevinami kitzroris the regular, the same thing like tsroris. The chomashu koychay v'loy gufay karet tsroris. What's called tsroris? Anything that's only from your power, but not the goof of the animal. It's not the animal that's doing the damage. It's not the pig that's doing the damage. It's what's coming out of him. Or it's what he hits pebbles. And the pebbles does damage. That's called koychay. That's the loch l'mashim sin. You only have to pay a chatzinezik. Talking about bottom, learn like this. Tarnag of Yaldi's chickens. Show you mafrichim, they were flying mimokum lamokum. Vishovru kalim bechanfeyim, mishalom nezek sholem. If while they're flying, they broke a kli with their wings, they touched it, you pay nezek sholem. That's mamish regal, that's urchei, the gufa, you pay nezek sholem. What about the voni beruach shebechanfeyim? Let's say the wind that came out between their wings, when they're flying, they move their wings, wind comes out. If the wind now goes and knocks over a kli and breaks the kli, mishalom chatzinezek. Again, according to the Rabbanan, that's called like tsroros. You only have to pay a chatzinezek. Sumcha soyma nezek sholem. Sumcha says no again. Sumcha shitaris tsroros pays a nezek sholem. Tan yidich on another price like this. Tan agolim shoyim mahadasim agabi isa. If you have chickens that were jumping and dancing on top of dough, the agabi peris on top of your fruits, the tinfoy, and they made it dirty. Or nikro, they make pegs, they took bites out of it. So the kids, so they damaged your dough. The locher is mishalom nezek sholem. So the owner has to pay nezek sholem. That's called urchei. You have to pay nezek sholem. What about if helu ofo? Let's say when they were jumping, when the ducks were dancing, dirt came up. Or tsroros, or else pebbles went flying because of them. Mishalom chatzinezek. Then again, that's called koychoi. You have to pay chatzinezek. Sumcha soyma, sumcha says nezek sholem. Again, that sumcha shita, that tsroros pays nezek sholem. Tan yidich, another brayse we learned. Tarnagoyel shoyim afriach mimokum lamokum. A chicken that was flying from place to place. V'yostet saruch matachas kanfehom, and the wind came out from its wings, v'shibras akelim, v'shalom chatzinezek. Again, stomach rabbonin. It's stomach like rabbonin, it's called koichet tsroros, yonifei achatzinezek. Omar Rav said, v'shlei mesumchas ksova koichet agufoi. I understand sumcha is very good. If an animal is moving, and while it moves, it kicks pebbles, and the pebbles breaks your kli, he's chayiv. Because who kicked the pebble? The animal. That's called his koyach. So all love we hold koycha is the gufay. So therefore, sumcha says, even though it did damage through its koyach, it's like gufay yichayiv nezek sholem. Ela rabbonim amonashach. Eke gufay dami yikulu nezek boy l'shalem. If the pebbles that got thrown from the animal is called like the animal's guf, it's his strength, his koyach, so she has to pay nezek sholem. The lafka gufa dami, if you're going to tell me now for some reason that koichai is not called to gufai, so it's not called the animal did the damage, but it happened by itself, says so chatzinezek naimel l'shalom, you shouldn't have to pay even a chatzinezek. Skuma says the hezber is hoder amarova liyolam really ka gufa dami. Havad in svarah the rabbanan agreed to sumchis that really tsroros, since the animal kicked the pebbles came out from its koyach, it's called like his guf. But the klal is the chatzinezek tsroros. This is Allah l'mashim Sinai. That's the way it was learned for Shas HaSinai, that Tzroris only pays a chatzinezek. It's not a Tzvara, that's the Gzeras HaKosef. Oh my Rabbi, Rabbi says like this, Kol Sheb Ezov Tomei, anytime Ezov, if he touches something, it's metamorit, that means he touches it with his goof, then Ezov can mishalom nezek sholem. If an animal does damage with its own goof, then you pay nezek sholem. But Kol Sheb Ezov Tor, anytime Ezov does not touch it, it's only his koyach that touches it, That doesn't have to mezav. In such a case, by Ibrahim, as mishalom chatzinezek. For the Gemara is so, v'rov, v'sruah, so shlashmina. What are you telling me, Rav? Of course. That's the call of tsroros. That if it's only the animals, koyach, he only has to pay a chatzinezek. Gemara says, loy, rova agola moshechas bekroin kamashmon. Rav wants to tell us the Chiddush, if you have an agola that's being pushed, there's an animal pushing this wagon. Rashi, Agolo Moshechus v'Kroin Nas Lashminin. Tizav Tomei Imholcho Kroin Sheazav Oleho. If you have a wagon that a zav is sitting on top of it, and somebody pushes the wagon agave on top of Kalim Tameim, you should know that the Tumas Medrash Hazav. But when Izokanami Agolo Shemoscha v'Kroin Agave Kalim Lufehevei, that if your animal is pushing a cart If your animal is pulling a wagon, and the wagon now goes directly over the kelim and breaks the kelim, for that the Baal HaShor is chayav nezek sholem. That's not called the shor's koyach, that's called the shor's guf. In other words, what's attached to the shor, that's like he himself. Just like by a zav, what the zav is attached to, it's called like him, he has a tumas medrash on it. That was Rabbi's chiddush. That even though the shor is not trampling over the kelim, he's only pushing the wagon and the wagon is breaking the kelim, that's also called gufay. Tanya kavosti rabbi, don't like rabbi. Tehei mamuedes, tehei mazamuid, lishbar b'der chalucha, to do damage, to break things while it's walking. Keitan, tehei mashinichlas alachos renizik. Ve'azei kere, the damage there, begufa with his body, der chalucha while it was walking, or besara, der chalucha with its hair, the oka shaleh with its saddle, beshlif shaleh with the bundles on top of it, ufumi shafir, the bit in his mouth, vizuk shavitzavara, the bell in his neck, the chamor, b'masla, the donkey with its bundles, the yagolo, mashachas, the crane. Whereas if you have your animal that's pulling the wagon, Mishalom Nezek Shalom, and then the wagon goes over Kelim and break it, claw that's a raya, that's also called Gufa that Yechayah Nezek Shalom. Tana Rabban, look at a price like this. Tana Goylim Shoyu Mechatatim Dechevel Dli. Let's say you had a chicken that started to chew upon a string, that the string was holding up a bucket of water, like by the well. Now you have the bucket of water lowering down by the string, and the Tana goes started to eat away on the string. But Nisaka Chevelin finally broke through the string, so the string snapped. And what happened to the pitcher? It came tumbling down. The Nishbarad Li, and the Li broke. Loch with Mishalim Nezek Sholem. You have to pay Nezek Sholem. But that's not called Tzrei Reis, that's called Nezek Sholem. Boy, Rob, ask this for a question. What's going to be, by the device that is not called, it's Koichoi. It is called Gufoi. Right, the boy, Rob, ask him a question. Dorso al Kli. If an animal was trotting on top of a Kli, he did not break it, then his galgul mokam achar, but rather the Kli started to roll to another place down the hill, v'nishpan, it broke there. Mahu, what's the locha? How much does the Baal HaShor have to pay? Bosu mikoraz, then let me go at the beginning, the shor kicked the Kli, go at the beginning, the gufahu, it's called his guf, kicked the Kli. So therefore, whatever happens to a lady is chayav v'nezek sholem, or dilma bosu tovamonaz linen, go after at the end where it broke. Where did it break? Down the hill. Bitsuras ninu. Then it's only called tsuras. It's like the koyach of the animal. The animal himself did not trot, did not break the kli. He only pushed the kli. And now the kli went tumbling down the hill and broke on the bottom. So that's a shal. You look at the beginning. The hezek was all at the beginning when the shah pushed it. That's gufay. But then we say, no, it happens later. The Mar says, Tif should lay me the rabba. I'll bring you Raya from rabba. The Yama rabba says, what's going to be? Zorah klish. Zora kli meroy shagan. If somebody throws the kli off his roof, or go acha the shofar, somebody else comes fast before it lands on the floor and breaks. Somebody takes his stick and breaks it. The shofar b'makel. Halacha is potter. The second person is potter. Is not chayav al samazik. Why? The arminu like what we say to that person. Mona tfira tovar. He broke a broken kli. In other words, that when the first person threw it off the roof, right away we look as if what's going to happen is going to break. We say, Boston me, Koraz din, as if it broke right away. So therefore, when the guy in the bottom breaks the kli, he's potter, he's breaking a broken kli. So Mar says, true, le rabba pshitale. To rabbi, you're right, rabbi is poshed, that you go, Boston me, Koraz linon. That as soon as it leaves your body, it's considered like it's broken. So before also, if the animal pushes the kli down the hill, he'll be chayim nezek sholem. But le rabba me boile, rabba had it for shayla. To go, Boston me, Koraz, to go, Boston, saif. So Shema, come on, bring another proof. It says, Hidus ain't a mu'ud. If a chicken is dancing and does damage, it's not called a mu'ud. The Yeshayim, some say, raise the mu'ud. No, it is called a mu'ud. But the more Hidus, like a daitak, was mamish dancing on top of Kelim and break it, that's mamish regal. How can you say it's not called a mu'ud? El Allah, the case is, Hidus v'hittis.
Which means that the chicken was dancing and it pushed the Kli and the Kli rolled down. Since the chicken itself pushed it, you go bossa mikoras called gufay and nezek sholem. You go bossa at the end, it rolled down and broke someplace else. It's only called tzereis. So you see, this is the machlekes. So Gemara says, "Loi, the case here is not that he pushed."